Radio Yorkshire, the home of top tries.
Nail down the sideline, he's got Channing with it, kicks it out wide, and Carney's in again!
It's going to be interesting how this game starts, isn't it? Who cracks first? Who makes the first mistake? As we're about to get underway, Mark Snead will kick left-footed towards this near touchline side. Now they're going out the back. Here's Brough, goes himself, he's over. And that's the first score of the night. And he slides in. And Danny Brough, the former Hull man, has the first points of the night. They didn't take the two. They come up with a four. It's Hull nil, Huddersfield four.
Yeah, Danny Brough, he backed himself to, not only for him, but his team to get over the try line. Didn't need the help of his teammates, did it all himself. Just threw the dummy, stepped off his right foot. And from 10 metres out, he's only small, but he's certainly got the strength and he ducked under. You know, and Huddersfield just starting to turn that screw, and you can't say they don't deserve it. It's Huddersfield 4.
From the Hull line, Huddersfield, this would be a bit of a sucker blow, wouldn't it, for Hull? Down to 10 and 12, and they are going to concede because of Kumatai has just walked straight through the Hull FC defence, and he dots the ball down at the side of the post. Sean Thompson was left in his wake, but Kumatai too big, and that was too easy. The Giants lead 10-0.
Hit the nail right on the head, Matt. Too big, too strong. See you later to the Hull FC defence. Have gone down the other end, a man down, and scored a try. That's a big, big point in this game. Great play from Ty.
There's another dummy from Brough. Dumps the ball back in for Griggs. He gets it away for Ellis. Ellis, a little grubber kick in goal. That's a good kick as well. It bounces. They've dropped it. And it's try. It's a try for the Huddersfield Giants. I think it was Ellis who followed up his own kick. A nightmare on the far side. It's Michaels who's dropped the ball in goal. And Ellis dives on it. Third try of the night for the Giants. And it comes right on half-time. Hull's night goes from bad to worse. Hull nil. Huddersfield Giants 14. 16 points to nil first half. Paul Anderson will be happy so far with his side. He'll also feel there's more to come from them.
Yeah, I don't think they've been great. I don't think, you know, they've been at their best. You know, Danny Brough glimpses has been really good, and you know, both they could have had a couple more tries. And you know, Hull FC, both sides have had a dig, haven't they? It's not been textbook quality, but both sides have had a dig, and both sides have come up with some errors. And you know, you've got to say Huddersfield are big favourites now to go on and win this game. And
15 away from the Hull line, he goes to his left hand side, gets the ball for Brough, ball back on the inside for Lawrence, and that is a try for the Huddersfield Giants. And that was far too easy. Fourth try of the night. And they lead by 20 points to nil.
Super play from Huddersfield Giants. And Danny Brough in particular. Perfectly weighted pass to Michael Lawrence. Just sidestepped off his left foot. Left Jamie Shaw tackling shadows. And Huddersfield put the ball to bed. Nowhere back for the black and whites now. And Huddersfield going to 20 points to nil lead.
20 metres away. What a break. Hull gambling and finally playing some good attacking rugby. Now they need to finish it off here. Ball out on this near side for Jordan Thompson. But again, they need to commit more bodies. Snead draws and gives to Yeaman. To Michaels. That's a try. And what a try it was as well for Hull FC. They're finally on the board. Some champagne rugby. Paul Anderson's not happy. He slams his chair in frustration. But Hull on the board. It's Hull FC 4, Huddersfield Giants 20.
Yeah, we said, didn't we, earlier that if Hull were going to score, it's probably going to be a long range one, because if they get inside the 20 and something happens where, you know, they hit panic stations or whatever. Well, that was great play from Talanoa on that far side. He made the initial break, kept the ball alive along with Lynham, and it was scored in the left hand corner by the winger Michaels after about six or seven passes. By far the try of the night. Is it too little too late? 14 minutes, you'd probably say yeah.
Quick the fight. Final 10 seconds here. This is going to be the last play. A little kick for the corner. McGilvray's after it. He might just get there. He has got there and he's touched it down. What a try from Jermaine McGilvray. I think at the big screen of being here, we might have just checked whether he had a foot in touch. But McGilvray with the icing on the cake. It's Hull FC 4, Huddersfield Giants 24. Here's Brough from the sideline. He's missed again. It's not been the best night for Danny Brough, but ultimately his kicks haven't been needed because Huddersfield run out 24-4 winners here at the KC tonight. 24-4, Craig Murdoch. Comprehensive stuff for the Giants, and you get the feeling they're very much looking at the top four.
Yeah, the Giants are aiming at the top four, and as I said, you know, if they're going to get there, they're going to be an awful lot better than they were tonight, but they were still far too good for Hull FC. But these fans who come in the numbers won't be happy with that performance tonight.